Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Quentin Spain on board, reportedly 3 more years. Tyler Kroft has a new deal as the Bills continue to set the stage for the start of free agency.
Mike Danger.
I would think on the surface that it looks like Christian Kirksey would be a wonderful replacement for what you're losing in Lorenzo Alexander. Am I wrong in that assumption?
Gene Battaglia.
For Shaq Lawson, we see a tweet there. Are we to kind of deduce that, the era that for Shaq Lawson is over here in Buffalo? What are you hearing in regards to that?
AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Welcome back to the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester on the radio.com app. I'm Mike Danger. He's Gene Battaglia.
You know, there is a movement right now for college athletes, hashtag Corona Red Shirt, where the NCAA is actually trying for the athletes that are going to lose their senior year of eligibility in spring sports, maybe get another. And I think that's fantastic. Okay, so any lacrosse, softball, baseball player, any spring sport, the proposal is going to get pushed through. It looks like at least that's what you would hope, that those athletes would get another year back. It can't work like that in high school. Unfortunately, you've got to move on with your life. And I feel horrible for the kids that were going for state championship and their season ends on this note. And we're happy to be now joined by one of the coaches involved in one of these stories, Webster Thomas on a run. Webster Thomas was 2 wins away from a state championship. David Evans is the longtime coach of the Titans. David, appreciate your time today. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me.
So, David, how did this all play out for you? I mean, we kind of know the timeline from what we received that, you know, we went from the games will go on with no spectators, which that in of itself is disappointing if you're a family member that you want to go watch your kid participate. But then to hear that the tournaments altogether were canceled, walk us through what your week has been like.
Yeah, it's, it just started the week of, we win regionals there last Saturday. Against a good team, and we're excited and stuff, and then making arrangements to be able to go up to Buffalo from Rochester and get all our assignments and hotels and practice time and stuff and be set. And then we had that set by Tuesday, and then all of a sudden, Tuesday, I think in the afternoon or so after we were done shortly, we got the news that, hey, they're going to have no fans. So that was like one wave hitting the beach, and, had to talk to our guys about it and refocus them back on and to practice. And so we, practiced Tuesday and Wednesday and things were going really well for us. And then Thursday, we were probably about 10 after 3. My AD came into my office and said, hey, just to let you know, they've canceled it. And it's going to be announced here in the next probably half hour. So, we came to the rink, and as I was walking in, it was probably about 3:20 or so, and we were getting ready to get on the ice at 3:45, and didn't say anything, and some guys that were in the parking lot were on their phones, and I just heard one guy as I was walking into the door going, is it canceled? And that, so our guys knew before our last practice at our home rink and before we were getting ready to go Friday up to Buffalo and that. So, we've always talked about in our program is, control the things you can control, and things that are out of your control, you have to let them go and you can't worry about it. But this one's a pretty big pill to swallow. So it's pretty tough.
Are they going to do anything? I mean, can they? I honestly, a Final Four, something the state can at least recognize these kids. That win over Ogdensburg, you mentioned 3-1. You took down a very good Canandaigua team at the Policini by a 4-2 score. Give a little shout on the love, you know, to those seniors that meant, you know, so much to your program there, Coach.
Yeah, we got six seniors that are going to be graduating this year, and some of the seniors have been with us for 4 years, and then we've got guys that have come in, you know, over the last 3 years, and we had a guy join our team this year as a senior and stuff. So it's a good mix of guys, and they're good leaders and good student athletes, and that's something that's pretty cool to see as a coach and that, and it's just a really good group that we had and stuff, and they've been around. So some of the seniors have been around where we lost two sectional titles. We made it to the finals, the last 4 years, and we've won two and we've lost two. So, they sort of were in games that we were close, and then, you know, the last two sectionals we won. And I think, you know, for us, it's as a program and the guys that we had a good nucleus coming back this year, and we knew that, and we played a pretty tough regular season schedule playing against big schools and competing and winning games. And I think we all had marked on our calendar, you know, a state semifinal game, which was, you know, potentially going to be against a Section 3 team, which Skinny Atlas was the team that came out of there, and they beat us in the semifinals last year 5-2. So that was something that we felt we didn't play that well that game, and they beat us and went on to win a state championship last year, and our guys wanted a second chance. And, you know, it lined up, and we, as the year kept going on, I think it was sort of always in the back of everybody's mind, and people were watching, and as both teams kept playing, and, you know, we both ended up punching our ticket to the Final Four, and, you know, less than 48 hours before we were going to drop the puck, told, like, hey, you guys can't play against each other. So it was pretty tough for seniors on both those teams and the other two teams on the bracket that made it to the state Final Four and that. And it's tough to go back. And for a lot of these guys, it's potentially their last, you know, really meaningful hockey game. Some guys will go on and play club, and some guys, you know, might go play some junior. But I think it's a game that, you know, they're going to always have a question mark, like, what would have happened? So we're hopeful that, you know, it's saying that they've officially came out and said it's postponed indefinitely. So I don't know if, you know, in a week when everything's maybe settled down, hopefully for our country, for the world, that they can reschedule it and we can play. So that would be the best case scenario. But I think if it's longer than that, I think it's probably not going to happen. Unfortunately.
Webster Thomas, hockey head coach David Evans, our guest in the sports bar. David, one last for me. I'm curious how the locker room kind of took the news. Obviously, they'd be disappointed, upset at the idea of not being able to play after they've given up everything that they've given up and sacrificed all that they have. But the bigger lesson here, which is a tougher lesson to be learned, do you think, especially with some of your leadership there in the locker room, do you think they see the bigger picture? Do you think they understand why this was a move that had to be made, or is it still too raw of an emotion right now for them to see the 30,000-foot view of what these actions mean for other people that may be impacted?
Yeah, I think they do see the big picture, and then I think one minute they're looking back from 30,000 feet, like you said. So I think it's sort of, you know, up and down. I don't think it's really set in. You know, and it's just sort of this wait and see, and we're continuing to hear rumors of schools might be canceled, you know, and job sites might be closed down, things like this. And, you know, they're seeing where grocery stores are being, you know, cleaned of everything out of their aisles and stuff. And it's sort of, you know, it's new for everybody. I haven't seen it in my lifetime. It's the first time. And I would say a lot of people are. And so, something that's new to our world and to our community, and I think everybody's just trying to figure out, like, how to process it. So, but they're doing pretty good, and I talked to some guys today that I saw, and obviously can still disappoint it and still eager to want to play and that, but It's just sort of one of those things that it's a little bit bigger than us, and we have to deal with it.
Yeah, David, I'm going to ask you a question here, and it's going to be a tough one. I mean, you're an educator just as much as a coach. So what is the lesson here? Because if you get to the state final and you lose, well, there's lessons that you could learn, and you gave it your all and everything. But this doesn't have closure. So how do you deal with the story like this where, and there's other instances in life where you're going to be left hanging. There is no closure to this story.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the hardest part for everybody involved. You know, I think even parents, and that was the thing that, you know, dealing with, not dealing with, but just communicating with parents of, you know, when they were told they couldn't go watch their kids play their last, you know, game, if it's semifinal or even in the finals, if we made it there, and stuff. And that's heartbreaking because these parents have sat in a lot of rinks throughout the years to watch kids and not, you know, to get to a level that we were at, is pretty hard. So it's just, you know, I just keep telling our guys, you know, we can't control it. We did everything possible that we needed to control. We controlled, and we ended up back where we wanted to be in the state semifinal game against a team that beat us the year before. And, you know, it's nothing to hold your head down. You know, we just got to make sure, you know, that we're doing things the right way. And, you know, for the guys to make sure that they're staying safe and everybody around them with everything that's going on.
Well, David, you're handling yourself with class through this whole ordeal. Your team deserves all the recognition in the world for the way that they performed all season long and the way they're handling this adversity as well. Congratulations on a great season, and thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, well, thanks for the kind words, and we appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, and gosh, who knows? I hope for a miracle that everything, yes, maybe it is, because it hasn't been officially canceled, but looking that way. Webster Thomas, David, appreciate your time today.
All right, thanks, guys.
You got it. That's David Evans, head coach at Webster Thomas. The Webster Thomas hockey program told that their chance at a state title was going to be cut short due to the coronavirus pandemic. They weren't the only local hockey team affected by the state's decision to cancel the state championships.
In Class A, from everything I've heard and read, the win over Fairport, back and forth, 5-4. Overtime.
Great.
Unbelievable.
Game.
Unbelievable. And then you win over Syracuse, and you're going to get the team from Buffalo until you don't. So, you know, same kind of story here. Michael Ferrari, kind enough to give us a few minutes here in the sports bar. Coach, appreciate the time today. Coach Ferrari, the head coach at Victor High School. Coach, thanks for your time today. And, you know, how did this all unfold for you over the last week?
Yeah, it was kind of a whirlwind, that's for sure. You know, I, like you said, that game against Fairport, probably one of the, you know, the most exciting high school hockey games possibly ever. And then, you know, continue on and play as well as we did against Syracuse, and all the emotions of getting back to the Frozen Four. And, Wednesday, hearing the news about the, you know, no fans and no spectators. And I thought our boys handled that like true champions. And, we were going to kind of just figure it out. And our credit to our parents as well to make, you know, a bunch of changes for us on Friday, and then Thursday we're about to head on the ice, and then we get that news. And you know, it's something that's out of your control, and we always, you know, tell the kids, like, you know, control the things that are controllable, and you know, you handle the other situations the best way we know how. But it was definitely you know, turn your world upside down, you know, from an emotional standpoint for the kids, you know, the last 24 hours.
Michael, shine a light on some of your seniors, some of the guys that may have played their last game, not realizing that they've played their last game.
Yeah, I mean, and we've got a handful of kids that have been with us for 4 years. Jack McCandless, you know, one of our captains, and he's one of the more dynamic players, not only in our section, but, you know, in our state. And Peter Bartels, our goaltender, and both those guys were part of that, you know, state championship team 2 years ago. Tristan Selecki, Bennett Prince, those guys were also, you know, part of that program. And you know, they kind of knew what it was like, and were so excited for those experiences to happen again. And, you know, Sammy Brisson, who, you know, he's a kid who moved back in the area from Chicago last year and basically kind of, you know, uprooted from all his friends in Chicago and just was so excited to, you know, to get to where he is and, you know, not be able to experience this is definitely, you know, heartbreaking. But overall, I thought our kids handled it, you know, unbelievable yesterday. And I think it happened at a good time where we were, you know, together and, you know, we could reflect and, you know, shed those tears in the laughs in the locker room. And we actually continued to practice and the boys wanted to skate and we had a team dinner afterwards as well. So I think us being together for those 4 hours, you know, kind of, you know, helped with those wounds a little bit. But our kids are great and they're such great kids. And we kind of, you know, wanted to talk about, you know, celebrating the journey and the way we were able to get to where we are. And even though we're not, you know, playing tomorrow, you know, still there was a lot to celebrate for sure, you know, this season.
Yeah, no doubt. Mike Ferrari, who's the head coach of Victor, is they're another of the programs that you always left to wonder what if. Is this 100 times more difficult than had you lost? Just not knowing how the story would end, Coach?
Yeah, that's a great question, and a lot of people have asked me that really this morning at school. But yeah, it's kind of surreal. You know, you don't know how to close, you know, the end of the season because you know how to close it generally when you lose, and obviously, you know, winning your last game and all that excitement. That's you know how that's going to end as well, and not knowing right now is kind of it's really surreal. But it, again, it's out of our control right now. And, you know, I think there's that slim chance and we are very hopeful that, you know, that word postponed stays where it is for a potential reschedule, but it's very unique. I don't want to say it's worse than a loss, but you don't know because the kids have worked so hard and sacrificed so much and not just the kids, but the parents and families that, you know, you're this close to, you know, competing for another state championship and now you're not.
Michael Ferrari, the head coach of the Victor boys hockey team, joining us here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. You mentioned that the boys handled this with grace and that they've been great about all of it. I'm curious as to if they see the gravity of their actions, the idea that what they've done could help potentially save lives or at least at minimum thwart back a pandemic globally. It may not seem like much when you consider all that they've sacrificed to be able to play in a game like they were supposed to play in tomorrow, but do they get a bigger sense of what their actions mean?
I think they do. As a matter of fact, I know they do. I mean, we had talked about, you know, they're a part of history right now. You know, regardless of what happens, whether there's a cancellation or there is a reschedule, I mean, they are a part of history. And it's something that's kind of never happened before. And, you know, regardless of what happens, you know, in 20 years right now, people are going to look back at 2020 and these guys will be, you know, they'll be tight forever. And it'll be, oh, yeah, that's the team that, oh, yeah, that's when kind of, you know, the world had stopped for however long. And they were the team that was, you know, supposed to compete, you know, for that state championship, and especially around here in our community. I mean, everybody's going to know, but they are a part of history, whether it's good history or bad history. It's definitely something that they're going to be remembered for.
Yeah, what is it out in the water in Victor? Because Jim Andre, a couple of state championships, Jeff Mandel, really good football program. Your boys' basketball team was ranked, and then your program, obviously. What is the secret? Why in the last decade or so? What are the reasons for success out in Victor? Would you say?
We really have, you know, kids that buy into what we want to accomplish. We have great kids that work hard. We have kids that are dedicated. We have parents, you know, that are on board that support, you know, not only their kids but support their coaches and support the programs here. Really, it's a community effort. You know, I think you look at our youth sports across the board as well. You know, obviously numbers are great, but you know, everything done around here seems to be done, you know, correct and done the right way. And people want to be a part of all these programs and all these success. That's for sure. You know, we have a lot of good people that are involved, from, you know, high school coaches to modified coaches to youth coaches and parents. You know, they do a ton of work as well, you know, with the youth programs and volunteering their time and, you know, doing behind the scenes stuff. It's definitely a group effort, but I would say everybody here, you know, kind of knows expectations and they buy into what needs to be done. And like I said earlier, you got to have you got to have the kids that, that are dedicated to work very hard and maybe do some things that, you know, other kids aren't willing to do. And it shows. I mean, we're very fortunate in Victor, that's for sure.
Yeah, our guest right now, Michael Ferrari, who is the head coach of the hockey team. You're also the assistant for the baseball team. So everybody's wondering, where is the story going right now? And it's just not Victor, it's every program in Section 5. What are you hearing? What are you telling your players and parents as far as, you know, what's ahead here? I mean, are we going to get spring sports, I hope?
Yeah, I think it's an unknown, to be honest. Like, we really don't know. We only can go by, you know, I almost want to say it's hour by hour. You never know what's going to happen. But I think you have to kind of continue to do things as business as usual and just, you know, wake up and say, hey, we're going to go to school and we're going to have practice and we're going to compete and until we are told otherwise. But it's a really big unknown. You know, I don't have the answers for you. I wish I had the answers for my kids because they ask quite a bit, and we can only go by what we're told. And you know, I hope we have a spring season, obviously, and things continue here. And I hope we have an opportunity for these kids to get rescheduled and have a chance to compete for a state championship. But it's unique, that's for sure. But yeah, it's out of our hands, out of our control, and we just kind of press on, you know, like we normally would until we're told differently.
Victor hockey head coach Michael Ferrari has been our guest here on the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Michael, I'm speaking on behalf of Gino as well. Congratulations to you and your boys. They did a great job all season long, represented Section 5 with a lot of class. And in the way you've handled this adversity and the way your team has handled this adversity, kudos to you and kudos to that locker room.
Thank you very much, Sam. I really appreciate it. Proud of our kids, that's for sure.
Yeah, Coach Ferrari, Victor High School, thanks so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us on.
You got it. And you know what? You're right, Gene. I mean, if you're going to feel sorry for anybody, if there's a victim in this, aside from the people who actually contract, you know, like, feel bad for the kids. I mean, God, I remember playing hockey as a kid, and if you were to tell me that I couldn't play in a game as significant as a state semifinal, I might flip tables.
Well, it doesn't start freshman year in the sport of hockey or most sports. No. That starts, you get on the ice at 5 and you have a goal and all of those practices, and then fate deals you this card.
Yeah.
And to me, the unknown is 100 times worse than a loss. I wouldn't like a loss. I'd be upset, but eventually you deal with it, you learn from it, and you move on. To not have that sense of closure, I don't know what the answer is. How do you get over that?
It's tough, but after talking to both men who guided their teams to that position, you could tell that they handled the situation as good as you could handle the situation, and their teams did likewise. So congratulations to both programs, Victor Hockey, Webster Thomas Hockey, and very appreciative of both Coach Evans and Coach Ferrari for joining us here this afternoon to shine a little bit of a light on their teams, unfortunately not getting the chance to go for that state title.
You know what they do? Maybe 25 years from now, like the men's beer league reunion, we're going to this once and for all. Because that's where they all end up.
And like, yeah. If I end up back on a sheet in like the next 5 years and some of these kids are playing in beer league hockey, I don't want to face them because they are going to be pissed off. No thanks. I love that both coaches had a kind of a consistent message, though, and we say it all the time. Control what you can control. Jesus, I could tell you, I say that to my children so often when they want to complain about something. Or control what you can control. You can't control how your friends act or how your teacher acts. Control what you can control. I love that that's message coming out from not just coaches but educators.
It's really
a bottom line. Distill it down to control what you can control. All right. One thing we know we're not going to be able to see, we're not going to be able to control, the Masters. The Masters has been postponed.
But when? Like, postponed. They're not going to, like, wait till 2021. When could they fit it in, possibly? How would this, who would get bumped? Brian Colziel, our good friend. Whenever there's a major, when we have a golf question, we go to the host of Tee to Green, which you can hear Saturday mornings on the radio.com app. WGR is Brian Colziel, who also, you're here on the Sabres Broadcast Network. We'll ask him. I see if he subscribes to my theory that what's going on in the world right now will actually save Jason Bottrell's position.
ESPN Rochester, the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Got to shout out one of our sponsors, one of our proud sponsors. Having trouble selling your car online? If your car or truck will not pass inspection, sell it to Wilberts. Call Wilberts. You pull at 315-589-2222. Visit them online at WUPI.com or stop in store, 4936 State Route 104 in Williamson. Get cash for your car, truck, van, or SUV today.
The all-new ESPNRochester.com is the online home of the sports leader. Listen live 24-7. Read up on the latest Bills and Sabres news. Hear the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On demand. Score stories, opinions, and contests. The all-new ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.